Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business as you start and or run and or grow your small. Of course, if you start a business, you better be running it, and you sure certainly better be growing. As a friend of mine says, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. And so you got to be doing something there. And I hope you use our site to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email on Sunday, and also our blog, which we update every weekday, and we'll send it to you, or you can come and get it we'll send it, by the way, by real simple syndication. The newsletter comes by email. And if you go to our site and you're trying to grow your profitability of your company, I can't think of a better place to go than to find the wisdom that Steve Martin has deposited with us over the years in the archives of the interviews that we've done over the last 8.5 years that Steve has been a member of our Brain Trust. Steve is our profit pro. He's also the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Steve, there's an old saying that a lot of people know about the definition of insanity. The definition of insanity, I've been told, is when you do the same thing over and over again, you continue to repeat what you've been doing, and you expect a different result every time you do it. If you do it the same way, you're not going to get a different result. That's the definition of insanity. A lot of businesses do that, don't they?
Yes, Jim, they do. And it's the double-edged sword, because if you don't have repeatable business practices, you don't have a business.
Right.
The problem, though, is that sometimes you make things that are repeatable but just aren't working anymore.
One of the best examples I can think of non-business examples that I think is a really pretty good example, Steve, is about 4 or 5 years ago, Tiger Woods was dominating the golf world with a swing that was pretty darn good. And he realized, he decided that it wasn't as good as it needed to be. It wasn't going to endure. It wasn't going to allow his body to continue to do that as he got older. And so he completely, abandoned a former highly successful way of playing golf and learned a new way.
And he paid a price, didn't he?
For a while he did, but he just won 5 tournaments in a row.
So he took the short-term price, paid
right.
that,
right.
and now has the long-term success.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly the way people should look at their business as well. And just because something it might be working well today does not necessarily mean that it's going to work well tomorrow.
In fact, in the 21st century, it probably won't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I had a barbecue lunch with an entrepreneur this Sunday. He was talking about his business, quite successful. He's been in it for around 37 years. Little butcher shop, you know, the old corner store kind
mm-hmm.
of thing that
yeah.
has gone by the wayside.
I love those.
People.
I love those.
This fellow has managed to survive for almost 4 decades and is prospering.
Hmm.
And he told me he suddenly realized that he had a problem with some of his business on Saturdays. He prides himself on giving fast service to the customers, but they were complaining to him that the store was too busy, so they were driving on by.
Huh.
And you know what?
That's a high-class problem, isn't it?
Employees. So pretty soon he had up to 16 employees, counter staff and so forth there to give people fast service. And people said, kept saying, you know, you're still too busy on Saturdays.
Wow.
You know what the problem was?
No.
Parking lot's too small.
Ah.
By the time his employees parked and he had a half a dozen customers, the parking lot looked full.
Right.
So the solution is to create a larger parking lot.
Buy a bus and bus your employees in or something. And truthfully, buying a bus would probably be cheaper than paving a parking lot.
You're probably right.
Or tell your employees that the cab will pick you up at your front door and take you home. That could be cheaper than a parking lot. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to come right back after these messages, folks. Steve Martin is our guest. He's going to help us identify what we're doing that we probably shouldn't be doing. And one thing I want to talk about is the difference between what you love and what you like. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Steve Martin, President of Business Solutions and author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, give us your website, please.
Jim, it's very simple. It's profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. Check it out when you get a chance. And you've got a lot of good stuff there, a lot of good information that people can benefit from.
Absolutely.
And they can find out more about your book there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
We're talking about making sure, folks, that you don't keep doing something over and over again just because you like it, just because you think it's the right way to go. What you think might not be the same thing as what your customers think. And one of the things, Steve, that I have spoken with companies lately about and I talk to the audience about as often as I can get it, as I can bring it up, and that is to make sure that you don't fall in love with what you do. I love what I do, and it's okay to fall in love, I guess. Maybe I should say it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but don't fall in love with how you do it. What do you think, Steve?
I think that's a very vital piece of information.
Well, and it's hard to split those two things, isn't it? It's hard to differentiate between what we do and how we do it, and to love one thing and to merely like the other one.
Exactly. I just was talking with another businessman just recently, and one of the problems we had with the conversation is his phone was ringing off the hook. He's connected to, of course, a cell phone, and about every minute or so, his phone would ring. Now, this is an entrepreneur who's doing very well, and he just loves the contact with the customers. There's only one problem in that he's got so many balls in the air, he keeps dropping them.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of delegating some of the responsibility for running the business to his other capable managers, he's hanging on to too much of this customer contact, which
mm-hmm.
he loves.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is he's just not doing it well enough.
He's not delegating, is he?
That's exactly right. And some of these customer requests that are coming in should be handled by the people in the office who are right there at the computer and right there with all the business systems in hand, rather than the owner who's out there running around trying to have a life and run the business at the same time.
Well, I can identify with them, Steve, because delegating is not something that most entrepreneurs are good at, and I admit that this has been one of the hardest challenges for me as a small business owner, is to learn how to delegate, and not only learn how to get it, how to do it, but learn how to live with it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, doing it and you know, taking the action and doing it is one thing, but living with it and finding a way to be comfortable with it and all that, that's the hard part.
Yes, and one of the approaches that I recommend to entrepreneurs who are in that in that basket, you know, in that little bit of trouble, is to try and systematize every element of the business that they're that is really important to them.
Right.
To get it onto paper, to flowchart it, to map it out, to make sure it works, to test it, and once it's working according to that business system, however simple it might be, then they can have some confidence in being able to teach it to someone else and then delegate it to
right.
someone else.
But once you get that thing that like where it's working, I mean, this, and see, Steve, I think this is what's so maddening to people in the 21st century is that you've got a system that works, you've designed it, it works, and now you've delegated it, you've got other people doing it, and you look back and you say, wow, we're ginning along here, this is great, life is good, customers are coming in, they're paying their bills, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, we get something starts getting a little dysfunctional. It starts, we start getting a complaint. We say, what's wrong? What could be wrong with this thing? It's perfect. The truth is, in the 21st century, you can never stop scrutinizing and testing what you do, can you?
Jim, that's absolutely right. You have to have some dashboard elements to make sure your car is running right, your systems are running right. You got to have some indicators to make sure that you're on the right road and make the course corrections as necessary, because things are changing.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, they're not only changing in the 21st century, they're changing too fast. And that's what they're changing. I shouldn't say too fast, because I don't get to decide that. But they're changing faster than we've been used to them.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Then old heads like you and me, 20th century fossils like you and me, Steve, it's changing faster than we really want them to. And it's taking our breath away.
Well, and that's certainly the case in a lot of circumstances. And if you don't keep your head up and keep an eye on what's going on, and I think that's one of the most important jobs a business owner really has, is to see which way the wind's blowing, see what the changes are, and to make some good decisions today on how you can better run the business tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's really hard for small businesses to do, because we don't spend enough time at 30,000 feet looking at our business. We spend too much time in the trenches, don't we?
Well, you're just like this one business owner I was just talking about. He's all the time he's on the phone with customers. He's not taking the high altitude view of what's going on.
When I talk to audiences, when I go out and talk to chambers, that's the first thing I do, is make them go to 30,000 feet with me and look down on their business. And their eyes get big when we do that, Steve. Stand by, quick break, right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Steve Martin is our guest. He's the president of Business Solutions. His website is profitpro.us, and his book is Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. And folks, if you want to know more about what Steve has to say, and if you'd like to have it as more a part of your business, just check out his website. You can find him there at profitpro.us. Steve, we're talking about things that we need to be changing if what we're doing isn't working. I'm afraid that for small business owners, we find out that things are not working too late. What do you think?
That's usually the case, Jim, because they've got their nose to the grindstone and they're not looking up often enough to see what is working or what isn't working.
Well, they're sort of like going down, driving 60 miles an hour, When a fog where you can only see 3 feet in front of you. If you're only looking,
a good analogy.
If you're only looking 3 feet in front of you, that's all you're going to see. If you're not looking farther, it's a shame when you have vision, you have the ability to see a mile down the road, but you only focus 3 feet down the road.
Yeah. So the real thing to do is to, as a business owner or manager, is to ask yourself at least once a week, if not once a day, is what can I do to make my business better? What should I be looking at?
Right. Well,
it's a simple question.
And you know, Steve, I really do believe that we fall in love with how we do things. We all do, because we build our paradigms, we identify our paradigms, we find out what we're comfortable with, we find out what we enjoy. And I think at some point in time we have to say, okay, what do I love more, what I do or how I do it? And if how I'm doing it is putting what I do in jeopardy, I need to figure out how to fix that, because the thing that I love is what I do, not so much how I do it.
Exactly. Exactly right.
But that's not easy, is it?
No, Jim, it's not. And typically, as you say, you fall in love with something, you want to hang on to it. It's been working great, so why not hang on to it? Again, you've got to take the opportunity to ask yourself the question, is how can I do this better? What's working? What's not working?
Isn't the internet a classic example? Having an online strategy, adding an online strategy to a traditional storefront strategy, isn't that one of the classic examples of how companies have had to change, and some have and some haven't?
Exactly. Yeah. I went into my little corner hardware store a year or so ago wanting to buy something, and I looked into the corner and there were three computer stations set up. I was wondering how this little corner hardware store was existing. Well, turns out it's the hub of of an international internet hardware store.
Good for them.
They adapted to being for a few guys in a small building to servicing a nation and a world, actually.
Yeah. Well, and that happens. I mean, I know companies like that where they made the change, but it's a painful change sometimes, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Because this isn't the way Dad did it, or Grandpa.
Yep. So, again, you've got to ask yourself, what what can I do better for my business? What can I do better for myself?
And we're not really the right persons to ask and answer that question, are we, all the time?
Not all the time. It does help to have the outsiders giving you some insights and heads up on what's going on. And that's why your show is such a great opportunity. Every entrepreneur in the world that should listen to what you and your guests have to say, Jim.
From your mouth, thank you, Steve. From your mouth to God's ears. But the thing is that we can't. You know, the best writer and the most genius and the most magnificent writer in the world can't be their own editor, can they?
No, because you fall in love with the language.
That's right.
You fall in love with your work. And
go ahead.
And you need someone else, some outside view to take a look at it.
And the best, the smartest small business owners, the most brilliant entrepreneur cannot be take the hard look at his or her own thing. You need help, folks. And so if what you're doing looks like it's, you know, if your ship is taking on a little water, you might want to have somebody take a look at it. And I'll tell you, folks, Steve Martin would be a good one to make a contact with about that. And you can find him at profitpro.us. Hey, Steve, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, a real pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
See you later. See you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, longtime original member of our Brain Trust. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.